Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We are here doing the live Sunday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Ridley.
And Mark.
And we just got back, or at least Mark and I did. Dave Ridley did not attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, but
every
Mark...
Every 3 years, whether I need it or not.
You take a couple of years off, basically?
Well, I wanted to make it to maybe every other one.
So... It was a great event. Just, you know, kind of brief recap here. If you missed it, there's, of course, a week's worth of Free Talk Live starting last Sunday through last night. And I apologize for not getting last night's archive up until this afternoon. Our archive guy was at camp. He came up to Porkfest. It was actually Chris Cantwell who was working behind the scenes, helping us out with doing the archives during the week. And even though he's banned from Porkfest, he actually showed up across the street.
It's hilarious. There's this little pull-off across the street.
It's like a scenic view kind of pull-off.
Yeah, one of the scenic view kind of pull-offs. And he just parks out there and has himself his own little Porkfest, and people come out to say hi.
He brought out free beer for people who would come out to see him, and that was awfully nice. So he hung out there. Actually, he was just kind of initially thinking about coming out just to sort of make a quick appearance and say hi to some of his fans. And he ended up staying there for 12 hours, just hanging out across from Porkfest. So Porkfest
comes to you.
Yeah, Porkfest was fun. If you missed it again, go to freetalklive.com, grab archives there. Of course, I'm sure pictures will be posted at some point, presumably to the Porkfest page on Facebook, but honestly, I don't know where they're going to end up. And I took a few pictures as well. I tried to get some sunrise pictures earlier this week, and I think I might have gotten some good ones. I actually haven't had a chance to review those yet. I always like to catch a good sunrise if possible during the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
The really, really good people and the really, really bad people see for sunrises.
Yeah, I can see an argument for that. So, like I said the other night, I don't know what's been going on in the news. I know there's a situation developing over in Greece where apparently there is a run on the banks that is happening now, and I think that's probably an interesting story. So let's start with that here tonight. And then coming up, since we just finished the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it has been compared to Burning Man, it's been called the Libertarian Burning Man.
Yeah.
And apparently the Burning Man is in the news. The government wants a ridiculous $1 million VIP compound from the Burning Man founders, from the people who are putting Burning Man together, for, I guess, elite government agents who will be on the ground there at Burning Man. We'll talk more about that. It's absolutely ridiculous. But first, from Greece, and by the way, Dave Ridley joining us here tonight. You won't be on Wednesdays for a little while, Dave. You're going out to Colorado, is that right?
A mix of Colorado and Bedford, probably.
All right, so we'll look forward to seeing you again behind the microphone as soon as possible. It's good to have you in here for one last night. So, of course, those of you who know him from RidleyReport.com. Here's a story from Vice News at Vice.com. Panicked Greek citizens lined up at ATMs around the country on Saturday following an early morning announcement by Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras that he would seek to put the final terms of a bailout offer as a referendum before the Greek people. Tsipras has said that he said that the terms requested by the Eurozone countries in exchange for an extension of the bailout would be too hard on the average Greek citizen. And basically he said Saturday morning, quote, "The Greek government was asked to accept a proposal that will add new unbearable weight to the shoulders of the Greek people and that will undermine the recovery of the Greek economy and society not only by fueling uncertainty but also by further exacerbating social inequalities." Now, I have to say I haven't been following this closely, but from what I heard from Chris Cantwell, and he has been watching this fairly closely, is there's like some sort of commie government that was elected in Greece, and they're basically screwing things up even worse than things have already been screwed up there.
Well, yeah, there's just different concepts out there, like the idea that that somehow austerity doesn't work. And I will grant that austerity shouldn't be necessary if governments act in a responsible fashion. And I'm talking about today's statist paradigm. time. Okay, I'm not trying to give any advice beyond that. If you want a government to function well, make it compete in the marketplace, and it will have to. But nonetheless, so I mean, you know, the idea here is that no, we don't need to cut spending in order to be able to do things, you know, be able to make our budgets and these sort of things and pay back our bills. We can continue. It's all you do is grow into these things, and I mean, it's ridiculous.
So there's apparently an offer for a bailout on the table, but he's saying the terms are too hard on the average Greek citizen to accept. So I guess the terms would be some more austerity measures or something like that, I presume. I mean, I haven't read the terms of the bailout, obviously. But his unexpected announcement angered finance ministers, according to Vice, of the 19 countries that hold Greece's debt. They have been locked in tense negotiations with the Greeks for the past 5 months. Greece had been...
This is really easy. If you ever loan anybody money, you know, I mean, you know, you've loaned some people some money in the past, enough money that it kind of hurts a little bit. And then you see, you know, I'm not talking about a few cents here, like $2 or something like that, and they just forget to pay it back. I'm talking about, you know, whatever that amount is for you. It could be 200, it could be 2,000, it could be 20,000. I don't know who your friends are and how much money you have. I'm just saying that, you know, these are some numbers that might hurt. And you loan that person some money and they, you know, they don't seem real interested in paying it back. They're going out every night.
Oh yeah.
They're you know, they're drinking. You see them stopping off and buying those $5 cups of coffee. You know, they're just having a grand old time.
All those things they could not be doing, and they could instead be making payments.
Right. That's how that feels for these countries here.
Yeah.
You see, you know, the whole concept that austerity isn't necessary is always made by these people who owe all the money. Look, I understand it's not the individual Greeks that are responsible for this, it's their government, but they elected it. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like there's a whole bunch of libertarians running around Greece. This is irresponsible fiscal policy. Yep. I'll tell you, the bankers, it's rigged. Yep. The whole financial system, it's rigged. But you're either going to pay these countries back their money or you're not, because it's not the banks that are loaning the money out. It's the countries, as I understand it. It's not the central bank of the euro.
So more from the story here. They've been locked in tense negotiations. They had been Greece had been scheduled to make a payment of 1.6 billion euros to those countries on Tuesday, June 30th. If the referendum is approved, that payment will be deferred until after the vote takes place on July 5th.
Greece. So who was it supposed to be paid to? I'm sorry.
The 19 countries that hold Greece's debt.
Okay.
So they were supposed to make 1.6 billion euros worth of payments on Tuesday. Greece asked, it's Tuesday the 30th, so they're going to, if it's approved, the payment will be deferred until after the vote takes place on July 5th. Greece asked to extend its bailout through that period, but the Eurogroup head said on Saturday Greece's request had been rejected. If no agreement is reached between now and Wednesday, when the bailout is set to expire, the European Central Bank will end the emergency line of credit that it has extended to the Greek banks. Without the credit to draw on, the banks are likely to collapse. If that happens, the Greek government would have to step in and print a new currency, effectively phasing out the euro. On Saturday morning, while the so basically, you know, the Greek banks are in a pretty serious situation here, and Wednesday is sort of the deadline, so people are already lining up at ATMs around the country on Saturday morning while the country's parliament debated whether or not to approve the referendum. Bloomberg News reported that as many as 500 of 7,000 ATMs around the country have already run out of cash. Some institutions were imposing withdrawal limits, while others were concerned they would not be able to open on Monday without a cash infusion from the Bank of Greece.
So it's like they're a part of this sort of authoritarian union. They don't have their independence anymore, and they aspire to be independent the way Honduras is, so they can be like Honduras and have hyperinflation. Wow, that's not the perfect example, but, you know, like Zimbabwe and have hyperinflation all the time. That's what they aspire to. And it's like it never occurs to anyone to aspire to a third way.
And what would the third way be?
Freedom.
Of course, it doesn't occur to the government officials to try freedom. Of course, that would be the best option.
Imagine how fast things would get, not back to normal, but better than they've ever been in Greece.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think that there's probably a pretty good argument that if you attempt I don't know what freedom, what you're referring to specifically with freedom, but if you were to have a responsible fiscal policy from the state of Greece, that it would probably get worse before it got better, but it would probably be relatively short period of time, and then there wouldn't be booms and busts after that.
Well, don't worry, guys. The Bank of Greece has promised in a statement issued Saturday the flow of cash would not be interrupted. Everything's going to be totally fine. Pay no attention to what's going on.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back. back with more Free Talk Live here on the Live Sunday edition. Of course, you can bring up anything that you would like to discuss. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Peacekeeper 2.0, it is in the development stages. They're actually, I guess, technically in the fundraising for the development stage. They'd like to raise some money to develop Peacekeeper 2.0 because Peacekeeper 1.0, while it was a brilliant concept, had some problems in its execution. There were some bugs with the first version of Peacekeeper, and they need to get ironed out. And unfortunately, it costs money to do programming unless you want it to take forever. And so they're going to be hiring somebody. And by the way, I was told that the amount that they're asking for here for the fundraising goal is actually lower than what it costs to program apps like Android and iPhone apps. So apparently whoever it is they're going to be hiring is giving them a pretty good deal on programming from what I've been told. So Peacekeeper is an idea of bringing people together to respond sort of in a decentralized manner to people who are having issues, maybe a health issue, some sort of an emergency.
Emergency service issues.
Yeah, emergency service like fire or an abduction. These are the kind of alerts that you can send out over the Peacekeeper app. And then other Peacekeeper users get those alerts if they're in the area. Or at least that was the idea. The first version only allows you to add people that you knew. But the new version is going to allow anyone who's got the Peacekeeper app in the given area that the alert is happening to respond. So the idea being that average folks, your neighbors, the people who might be in your neighborhood or your friends or family members who might be nearby who have the chops, the medical ENT kind of chops, or, you know,
sometimes you need fire hose. With a garden hose.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Right. So, you know, somebody who can respond quickly to a situation. So they want to make Peacekeeper better, and they're doing a fundraiser right now. You can go to pk.freetalklive.com if you want to see Peacekeeper 2.0 revolutionize what protection means. Contribute to their Indiegogo campaign today at pk.freetalklive.com.
If you think how useful just the Porcupine 411 application was, you know, as a sort of partial substitute for 911, it's going to be nice to see something maybe taking this even further.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I am looking forward to it because I really wanted the first version to be awesome, and it was a little disappointing. So I'm glad they're working on version 2. And it sounds like they really have the right ideas.
The theory is solid.
Yeah. So pk.freetalklive.com. Let's go to, we'll go to your calls if you make them here. 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the people in Greece who are, as of Saturday morning at least, that's when I saw this article yesterday. And it was Saturday morning, apparently, where 500 of 7,000 ATMs in Greece had run out of cash. Some institutions imposing withdrawal limits, others concerned they won't be able to open on Monday without a cash infusion from the Bank of Greece, which the bank may not be able to do very effectively if apparently this referendum that has been put out there is approved. There's this big payment, this $1.6 billion euro payment that the Greek government owes to basically the euro group, and this payment deadline may be extended until after a vote takes place on July 5th. Now, I'm not really clear about what they will be voting. I guess it's a request for a referendum at midnight on... Well, anyway, it's a little muddled for me because I'm not in Greece, but things are not looking good for the people there, and so they're desperately trying to get their cash out and maybe turn it into Bitcoin. Here's an update from financialpost.com. Bitcoin is the real winner in the Greece crisis, from John Schmuel.
Now, this is the financial... What is this? The Financial
Post.
Okay, I'm not familiar with the site, but I mean, it sounds legit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is legit.
Okay.
And why wouldn't it be? I mean, this is a great explanation for why Bitcoin's price has gone up over the last couple of weeks.
Well, let's hear the explanation then.
Grexit fears may be taking a toll on stock and bond prices this month, but it has been a boon for virtual currency Bitcoin. The virtual currency has been steadily climbing this month as talks have broken down between Greece and its creditors. Invented 6 years ago as an alternative to fiat currencies, Bitcoin has now climbed nearly 10% in the past few days. And on Wednesday, the value of one Bitcoin rose 1.54%, or $3.86 to over $250. The main driver for Bitcoin prices seem to be Greek buyers. Joshua Skyla, the co-founder of Voltoro.com, told Reuters this week his company has seen a 124% pickup in web hits from Greek IP addresses. If Greece does exit the Eurozone, it is unclear what currency the country would use, since it currently trades in euros. Another concern is the possibility that the Greek government could implement capital controls in their country's banks soon.
The best bet for the Greek people is as if their country doesn't call any particular money currency, because people will figure it out relatively quickly. They'll use gold, they'll use silver, they'll use bitcoins, whatever's convenient for them.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be the best bet for the Greek government, right?
No, absolutely. Look, imagine for a second that you could print money. That would be really awesome for you, right?
Yeah.
Like, the bad thing for the Greek government is being involved in the euro, where it can't just print money on its own and create money out of thin air. Of course, once it does start printing money, it'll just go into hyperinflation.
So I think it's highly likely that the Greek government will be printing its own money. That's just speculation based on the fact that those government guys want power.
Communists and socialists are generally people with good intention that don't understand economics.
Many Greeks have been pulling out their savings, fearing the effects the default would have on Greece's financial system. Bitcoin got a boost from a similar situation, as you may recall, in Cyprus in 2013. Remember when the Cyprus government took money out of their people's bank accounts? A lot of those people saw that coming, and they decided to get their money out first and turn it into Bitcoin. The country saw capital controls imposed on banks in exchange for a bailout from the European Central Bank, and Bitcoin prices surged 700% from March to April as a result. But while the Greek crisis has been a boon for Bitcoin, the virtual currency is still far off from its peak high of nearly $1,000 set in late 2013. Even with a recent rally, the value of Bitcoin has been essentially flat this year, probably because it continues to be an unreliable alternative to fiat currency.
Well, you know, it's funny how the authoritarians whined about, oh, it's too unstable. You can't use it. It's unstable. As soon as it's stable, oh, you can't use it. It's not going up 15% a year like it was last year.
Yeah, well, there's always something to critique about Bitcoin, but the fact is it's there and it works. Bitcoin works well, and it is decentralized. It was not created by a government, not created by a bank. It's really the currency of people. People made Bitcoin. Somebody named Satoshi Nakamoto released it to the world 6 years ago, and ever since it's been an open source project that anybody with the right programming skills can get involved in and try to improve upon. It's money that is regularly improved upon. There have been multiple versions of the Bitcoin software that have already been released, and I think it's still technically in beta.
Yes.
So, I mean, we're still on the very beginning of the Bitcoin phenomenon here, and we're seeing it all around the world.
If it was a crackable, counterfeitable currency, and it's not,
that would have happened by now.
They would have done that by now. Like, the crackers would have done that by now.
Right. And again, this is the opinion of the Financial Post, that it's an unreliable alternative to fiat currencies. Why? Why are they claiming that it's an unreliable alternative? What could be more reliable than Bitcoin? I mean, the only way Bitcoin would not be reliable is if you don't have any internet anymore.
That's true. I mean, there were times at the Porcupine Freedom Festival I couldn't spend because I didn't have internet connectivity.
Yep. That's a problem.
That kind of stunk. But, I mean, I was nestled in the White Mountains of New Hampshire at a campground with 2,000 people or
something.
Well,
at the same time that I couldn't spend Bitcoin once, I also couldn't use my credit card because the guy didn't have internet to do his credit card transactions.
That's true.
So, just as unreliable in that case as the credit card. 855-450-FREE. We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts coming up.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. The live Sunday edition here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. I forgot to mention, we are back on Skype as well. You can Skype in now at username lrn.fm. You've been waiting to get us on Skype because we haven't had it the last week as we've been in the middle of the woods in New Hampshire where internet access was spotty at best, so Skype would have been impossible. But here, we're back in the Keene studios, so we're good to go as far as bandwidth goes, although the cable modem has been acting a little wonky tonight. You should be all right. Call us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm, and if you haven't yet sent a request via Skype, you need to do that. Send a friend request over or a contact request. We will approve it, and once you're approved, you're good to go to call us on Skype from that point forward. So again, Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian Ridley and Mark in the studio here tonight. Any other comments, guys, on Greece and what's going on there, Bitcoin, et cetera?
It's going to be good to see. We need a preview as to how these things are going to unfold, what it looks like, what comes after, so we can all be ready for it. And Greece is sort of the canary in the coal mine, and they'll show us a little bit of how it's going to look in the United States when it plays out here.
Isn't globally. The debt to GDP in the United States actually worse than Greece?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that what Greece is a country with a high debt to GDP ratio that cannot print its own money. The United States, however, is a country with a high debt to GDP ratio that can print its own money.
And make foreign countries take it.
Yeah, to some extent that's true, but you know, that's not as it's not as strong of a position as it has had as it has been in the past. So I don't know what's going to happen in the future for the U.S. I think this is just essentially a warning. There are lots of people that will chime in and say something to the effect of, "This is the bankers destroying Greece for their own purposes or whatever." And
this is just politicians doing their political thing. And
well, bankers and politicians, are they really different people?
Well, I think the bankers probably got the wealth that they would get, but it's just that the state, the politicians in Greece didn't. They're not playing the game, right? They signed up for a game, which is to say fiat currency. That's the name of the game. And the bankers win that game every time, but the politicians come in second, and the rest of us are all robbed and left to
the side
of the road.
Right, the politicians, when you say they come in second, they benefit because they get to funnel the bank's money to their buddies in industry and get, you know, campaign contributions and kickbacks and golden parachutes and things like that out of the deal. And so, yeah, the rest of us that get the devalued currency at the end of the day are the ones who certainly do get screwed. So you're welcome to share your thoughts with us here at 855-453. I think there are some takeaways that we can get from this. Like you mentioned, this is a warning. This is, Dave, something that people should look at to see how things could go in the future, perhaps in the United States or in another country. Like, this could affect you wherever it is that you live, this kind of behavior by government bureaucrats and central bankers. So what do you do? Well, I would say, you know, and I'm no financial expert, but I would say diversify a little bit. Take some of your money that you have in savings, if you have it saved as dollars or, you know, whatever euros or whatever currency is the currency du jour in your country, and turn it into something else. Turn it into gold and silver. Turn it into Bitcoin. Turn it into all three of those things. Just diversify a little bit. Obviously, you can only take stuff. You can only take money and turn it into gold and silver or Bitcoin that you can afford to lose. But keep in mind that you might lose your money anyway in some sort of crazy government currency crisis. You know, if they do what Cyprus did and come in and steal money right out of your bank account, what was it, 45% I think Cyprus stole or something ridiculous like that out of large bank accounts. I don't know if there was a limit on the size of the account as far as, you know, did they mess with the people?
They called it a haircut.
Yeah.
If you remember that, they just took a certain amount of, I don't know exactly what it was, but they gave everybody a haircut.
Right. Nice. And they took the cuttings for themselves. So, you know, you can do something now. That way you're not caught in the run on the banks. You don't want to be the person in the line at the ATM only to find out that the ATM has run out of cash and that the bank has closed and that you can't get in to access your account.
Sure.
There's no teller there.
That can't happen with Bitcoin. That can't happen with gold and silver that you have control over.
Yeah, exactly. So that's all I'm suggesting. I'm not saying take all of your money and put it in these alternative currencies, but you should have some alternative currencies, in my opinion. What do you think, Ridley?
There are quite a few to pick from now. I mean, you know, you got all the four metal bullions plus Bitcoin plus the altcoins. It's a little easier now to diversify without being in the government sanctioned economic system.
Absolutely. But you've got to take a little bit of forethought, a little bit of time out now.
Well, a lot of people consider these things to be risky. And
well, Bitcoin, I don't think it's that risky, but yeah, the altcoins probably are.
Well, and altcoins, I'm not going to go that far.
Altcoins are the competitors to Bitcoin.
But, you know, like gold and silver and these sorts of things also are considered risky. Like,
didn't silver drop down to like $15 recently?
At some point. It's not too far from that.
Yeah.
But
silver is considered volatile.
But imagine how things look when they shut the bank down and you can't get to your euros. I mean, euros are looking pretty risky in Greece right now.
There's safety in risk and risk in safety. If you put your money in a bank, you are guaranteed to get Jack S-bomb out of it. You are not going to get, a 1% rate of return, 2%?
That
doesn't even count. I mean, that's
like
losing money.
I mean,
you're guaranteed to lose money if you put it in the bank because it's going to go down in value.
You can't even get ahead of the rate of inflation if you put it into a CD account at a bank. I mean, a savings account or checking account, you're not even going to get 1%, I don't think, at most banks these days. I mean, it's been a while since I've looked at the rates, but last time I looked, it was below 1% on a savings account.
Yes, it is.
Or checking. So, yeah, I mean, you want to talk about risky. It's risky to leave all your eggs in one basket. That's risky, right? So if you've got your eggs in a few different baskets, you're a little bit safer. So keep that in mind. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. Whether you want to talk about Greece or Bitcoin or whatever's on your mind. We'll change gears, though, and talk about the Burning Man Festival, which is, of course, coming up later this summer. I don't have the exact dates in front of me, but it's usually sometime in August. Actually, here it is. August 30th to September 7th is when it will be this year. Now, the U.S. Bureau of Land Management officials are asking Burning Man organizers to provide excessive comforts such as flushing toilets, washers and dryers, and vanity mirrors in a compound for high-level government officials staying in Black Rock City. An exclusive report from the Reno Gazette Journal has found this from USA Today.
I mean, if they want to be there, they should supply their own stuff. They've got all kinds of these vehicles that can do all those things for, agents.
But here's the reason why, in my opinion. Now, I haven't done a lot of digging here, but I'm just going to speculate here, Mark. Burning Man is held on government property. It's held on Bureau of Land Management land, and it has been ever since the beginning. They really need to get it the hell off of the public land and have it on private property, but, you know, they've been doing things the way they've been doing things, and now the government's getting more demanding.
Rapacious.
So a Burning Man spokesperson estimated the compound would cost the event more than $1 million, bringing its 2015 permit fees to $5 million.
You want to have a party? $5 million.
Yeah. The renderings of the compound obtained by the Reno Gazette Journal also show various accommodations set aside for VIP visitors, but don't indicate who the visiting dignitaries will be. Bureau of Land Management officials are also demanding a long list of food items, including Choco Tacos, M&M's, licorice, and Chobani Greek yogurt. I mean, these guys think they're Van Halen or,
somebody. No green M&M's.
Yeah, this is what it sounds like. You know, you've seen these riders or you've heard about them on concert promoters. Usually it's the promoter who has to go and get the M&M's and pick the green M&M's out or, you know, get the Shasta soda or whatever it is that the picky star is looking for in the green room to snack on. That's exactly what this sounds like.
I've heard an explanation for this that sort of, you know, softens it up for the stars. I'm not willing to go that far. I mean, you and I, we show up at events and sometimes we'll end up in the green room or whatever. But, you know, like what the claim is that these guys spend months on the road, right? And this is their, in many cases, their only time, you know, like they're either on a bus, they're in a green room, or they're in a hotel room, right? And so they get their food there in the green room many times. They can't go out and run out and get their food or whatever.
Yep.
So the I've heard whoever was asking for the green M&Ms, and I'm not sure who it was, but some major touring band. That was just sort of an indication as to how well they were going to be taken care of, is what the idea was there. It still sounds snotty to me.
It really sounds snotty. Toll-free number here, 855-453. If you want to talk about Burning Man, maybe you're a burner and you want to give your thoughts. Has the event totally jumped a shark, and did that happen a few years ago? What's the status of Burning Man these days? 855-453. Free. If you're a burner, you want to get on the line, feel free, or bring up anything.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercronius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercronius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercronius. zog.ninja. Code FTL.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest. forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. More to come about the Bureau of Land Management demand of a $1 million VIP compound to be provided to their government elite at Burning Man, the yearly festival thrown in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada. We can talk more about that here and some of the ridiculous demands that they are making in order for to grant a permit to the festival to continue this year. And it's coming up, by the way. I mean, this thing's at the end of August, so we're only 2 months out from the beginning of Burning Man, and they still haven't finished the negotiations for the deal. Anyway, we'll continue that with that here. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything.
I got a chance to get my copy of Quantum Vibe at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Quantum Vibe Volume 3. It will be available from booksellers starting the last day of June, so very, very shortly. You can check out Quantum Vibe, the webcomic, if you haven't experienced it yet, at quantumvibe.com. So the first three volumes are complete, and the new series, Quantum Vibe Venus 23, has already launched, and they've started off on a new series, and so check it out. It's a great time to get involved in the series. QuantumVibe.com. It's a pro-liberty, epic science fiction webcomic story. QuantumVibe.com.
All right, let's go to Justin. He is on the road in Iowa. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ridley, and Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, go ahead, sir.
So, I wanted to kind of, you guys are talking about the crisis of Greece and then comparing it to America and all the politicians and the bankers are really making, you know, money hand over fist with it, and then the average everyday Joe Blow pretty much gets screwed. You know, but
that's how it goes, yeah.
I agree, but I believe that we're kind of getting what we deserve. The average consumer of the developed nations is overly consumed, pardon the pun, with the Joneses syndrome, like they talk about in business school and everything.
In 2005, Americans spent more money than they made.
Yes.
It's an incredible thing to say, isn't it?
It is. We allow ourselves for this stuff to happen is kind of what I'm getting at. We're allowing these politicians, we're allowing these bankers to completely screw everybody. And everybody complains about it. And then we just keep on letting all these politicians and bankers and countries around the world and our country just keep screwing everybody.
Do you kind of feel like, to some extent, this is me just asking you, do you think that Americans have to some extent learned their lesson? I can tell you in my family, we are much better with money now than we were before. We eat our meals in. We even grow some of our own food. I'm not entirely sure that is actually a fiscally conservative thing to do because, frankly, I think we spend more money per pound of vegetables than we growing our own than we can at buying at the store. But I think you could definitely save money by buying, making your food at home, and especially like coffee. It's ridiculous what we spend on coffee. You can get the best coffee in the world, brew it at home, and still pay a tenth of what you would buying crappy coffee out.
But wait, Justin, when you say...
I wanted to answer the question.
I didn't know there was a question.
There's a question. Do you think Americans are better?
I think we are, but we're not. I think we're getting better at spending our money more wisely, but we're still allowing ourselves to be, pardon the cheesy word, buffaloed by all these large companies. And not really putting our foot down and saying, hey, without us, none of this would go on.
Well, okay, so when you, I'm sorry, what was the word?
Buffaloed.
Buffaloed? What does that mean?
BS'd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, first of all, I mean, it's not really the large companies that are controlling the monetary policy. It's the U.S. government and the central bank.
Central banks, large companies.
Ultimately, that are doing that. And, I mean, as far as Americans letting it happen, what are they supposed to do besides get into alternative currencies like I'd suggested earlier? I mean, what else? You know, you can't stop the central bank from printing money, but you can stop using it. But the average person isn't about ready to do that. So, I mean, what's a realistic fix for the problem?
You know, I never claim to, you know, say that I know all the answers, but I'm pretty sure on this. If we started actually electing real politicians that actually cared,
real politicians. Well, that's something. That's like what? Like a real cancer.
Yeah.
Everybody makes a joke about that, but it's so true though too.
Yeah, I would agree with you entirely that if we had better politicians in there, we would have a better government. But the problem is that we have been trying this system of having better politicians for 230 years, and we have the system that we have because people elect the people that they I need a better answer than somehow I have to convince half of the voting public because I haven't been able to do that so far. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
It's right, I mean, Justin, I didn't mean to really put you up hard against the fence there, but, you know, knew that was – I kind of had a feeling that's where you were going to go with this because that's sort of the stock answer is, well, if things are bad, then we need better politicians. And, of course, that's what everybody says every 4 years in the United States, and people seem to think that change is even possible in Washington, D.C., and I just don't believe it for a moment. I think you can elect all kinds of new politicians, and of course, that's not whatever happens. People always reelect the same a-holes. It's a 90-plus percent incumbency. They just keep getting reelected. It doesn't matter what they do or how awful that they've been. They keep getting reelected. But even if you were to overturn the entirety of Washington, D.C., and put all new politicians in place, you'd still have the same problems because you'd then have a new batch of people who are seeking power. You know, these people run for political office not because they care about you or because they care about freedom or anything like that. They're running for office because they care about them and they care about their buddies and rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies, and they want to have a way to do that with the guns of the government at their disposal. So you would see no significant change in any kind of monetary policy. Certainly a new president or a new House of Representatives isn't going to dismantle the Federal Reserve. They're not going to shut down the military, which, of course, is the organization that benefits the greatest from the Federal Reserve's printing of money, because they get to use that printing press to go off to various different wars around the
world.
Wars
are darn expensive. When you make things and then blow them into pieces, you're spending a lot of money.
So, I mean, I don't want to be the person who's saying nothing can be done. I don't believe that. I think something can be done, but it's nothing short-term. A voting at an election is a short-term fix, or at least people seem to think that it is. And, of course, it's not going to fix anything, ultimately. Any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, I think that, I want to more elaborate on my stock answer. Is I believe it has to be done in more of a small scale, because, like you said, it is very long. It's very long-term. Human beings have a tendency to be very short-sighted, and I think it has to be done in a small scale. City council has to slowly build its way up. So the general Joe Blow people like myself, yourself, can start working into the larger options. Overhauling Washington is an impossible feat. Washington, D.C. is a worldwide organization that
it really is
huge precedence in the whole world. When people talk about the American dollar crashing, I kind of laugh, because I'm like, I really don't think that would ever be allowed to happen, because there's so many countries that rely on our business and our money. And it would be a disaster worldwide.
They do, but they also have their own monies. So China has its yuan, and Russia has its ruble, and those countries would benefit from the United States, the U.S. dollar ceasing to be the world reserve currency. But so when you're talking about working on the local level, I tend to agree. It's one of the reasons I picked up stakes and moved from Florida, which Sarasota, Florida, whitest beach sand in the world, pretty nice place to live, but I decided, I want to be around other people who believe like me, and I moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project. And it's still beautiful here in different ways.
Northeast is great.
What's that?
He said the Northeast.
Yeah,
Northeast is great.
Yeah, and what we've done is we've got collected about 1,700 people are in state for the Free State Project, and it's beginning to have a real effect on New Hampshire, which is already rated by the Mercatus Center as one of the freest states in the Union. And I think this is the best bet,
is
working on a state and local level.
But only if you love liberty. I mean, if you want to control other people, if you want to tell other people how to live their lives, then you definitely don't want to come to New Hampshire. But, Justin, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate the thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I do agree that, if you can change things locally, that's the best bet. And certainly in New Hampshire, you can get elected. In New Hampshire, anybody can actually run for office and get elected. It is super easy
state for 2 years to run for state.
Yeah, but what I mean by anybody is anybody who's met the qualifications. Anybody who can file for office in New Hampshire has a chance of actually winning that election.
Yeah.
You can win an election for state rep in New Hampshire with a $500 campaign budget.
Yeah, the fact is that 49 states have a lawyer industrial complex, which has taken over their state capital because the lazy lawyers who are bad at their job want to get paid sit around and be politicians. In New Hampshire, it's $100 a year is what they get paid, so we don't have a lawyer industrial complex. We have regular citizens, many times retired.
More coming up about the Bureau of Land Management demands on Burning Man 2015. We'll give you the details, and you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. More on the way.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way?
Their thighs.
Shaq Talk's Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction. On your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh boy.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.